昆塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年11月5号，星期二。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦塔布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦台的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China. I'm here in Tokyo.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。我现在正在日本的东京呢。
And I'm so excited because in 2 days I'll be in Beijing.
因为我感到太兴奋、太激动了，因为再过两天我就要到北京了。
So it's still the month of Kartik.
所以说现在还是卡尔提卡月。
And so I'd like to continue with our Kartik Vrat by singing Damodar Astakam for the pleasure of Lord Damodar.
因此我想要继续的和大家一起来唱Kartik Ashtakam, 然后来跟大家一起荣耀主达摩达尔。
Damodar Astakam.
Damodar Astakam.
And we chant that as our vow for Kartik too. One of the things we do in Kartik.
这是我们在 Kartik 所做的这样一个承诺。
Yeah, so you get a special benefit because the month of Kartik, if you celebrate it, it's a mother of devotion. It increases your bhakti.
所以说就会带给我们非常特殊的祝福，因为 Kartik 月是这个奉爱的母亲，所以说当我们这样去吟唱这首歌的时候，就会增加我们的奉爱之情。
Yeah, so our activities in bhakti yoga become magnifiedand even more benefit during the month of Kartik.
因此在 Kartika 月，我们所进行的奉爱活动就会其效果就会放大，然后就会带给我们更多的利益。
So knowing this, the devotees increase their hearing and chanting.
因此在知晓这一点之后，奉献者就会增加他们的唱诵。
And especially it's especially beneficial to sing the Damodar Astakam and offer a ghee lamp or something like at night.
因此的话呢，就说特别会带给我们更多的这个益处的话，就是去唱诵达摩达尔 Astakam， 然后并且去供奉油灯。
And just personally and some of my friends and students are also chanting the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day.
并且就我个人来说，我的一些朋友和学生也会在达摩达尔月的每天都来念诵这个博迦梵歌的第十章。
All for the pleasure of Krishna.
都是为了 Krishna 的，都是为了取悦 Krishna。
Okay, so we'll sing a Damodar Astakam, and then we'll continue on our verse today, which I have to look up. I'm not sure which verse we're on.
所以说我现在就来唱 Damodar Astakam, 然后的话我们就一起来学习今天的瓦坛的诗节。
Last week we didn't even read a verse, did we? We just answered questions, I think.
Yes, this week should be a 43 or 44.
Did we? And we answered all the questions, right?
Yes, finished.
Okay, so Damodar Astakam. You can just read along or sing along.
所以大家可以跟着我一起来念，或者一起来唱。
Or just listen.
或者只是听着都很好。
Namam Iswaram Sachit Ananda Rupam.Lasa kundalam gokule brajamanam Yasoda viyo luka lab javyamanam Aram istamanyata todriti gopya Rudam tamohur netram yumam rijantamKaram bhajayumena satakanetram Musasakam patrire kanta kanta Sita Gravo Dhamma Dharam Bhakti Badam Iti Dvikswalila Vir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajantam Akyapayantam Tariyeshti Tageshu Bhakter Jitatvam Na prima tvastvam sata vritti vande. Varam deva moksham na moksham mahim va. Achaya vrineyam vare sharapiha. Idam teva purnata gopala balam. Sadam emanaya virashtam kimanyai. Idam te makambojam anantanilar. Rintam kuntalai snigda raktaishya gopya. Muhuschimbitam bimba rakta darame. Manaya virashtam. Ala Rakshalabhai Namo Devo Dhammo Dharananta Vishno Prasila Prabho Dukha Jalagmi Magnam Vipa Drishti Vrishyati Dina Bhatanu Vrihande Shamamajam Ekyasi Drishtya Kuveradma jau bhauda mrtai vayadvad Tvayam ochito bhakti bhajo kvito cha Tata prima bhaktim swakame prayacha Namokshe graho me sti damodadeha Namaste stu dhamne spuraditi dhamne Tvadiyodayayata vishvasa dhamne Namo radikayay tvadiya prayayay Anamo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Vade Jaguar Premananda Hari Hari Go. Okay. Let's see. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we're on
43?
Yes. Okay, text 43, chapter 2, canto 6, the story of Ajamya.
我们一起来看到圣典伯加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第43诗节阿迦比勒的故事
Hidva Kalevaram Kirte Gangayam Darshanad Anu Sadya Swagupam Jagre Bhagavat Parsva Vartinam Word for word Hidva
放弃
Kalevaram
物质躯体
Kirte
在圣地
Gangayam.
在恒河岸边。
Darshanat Anu.
看到后。
Sadya.
马上。
Swarupam.
他原本的灵性形象。
Jagrihe.
他得到。
Bhagavat Parsvavartinam.
是和与至尊主联谊的。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Upon seeing the Vishnu Dutas, Ajamya gave up his material body at Hardwar and went to the Ganges. He regained his original spiritual body, which was a body appropriate for an associate of the Lord.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa 提供。译文：看到 Vishnu 的命令执行官们，阿加米勒在恒河岸边的哈尔德瓦尔放弃了他的物质躯体，他恢复了他原本的灵性身体，适合与至尊主联谊的身体。I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
要旨：在《博迦梵歌》第四章的第九节诗中，至尊主说道：“阿尔朱那呀，谁能了解我显现和活动的超然本质？”谁就在离开躯体后到达我永恒的居所，不再投身于这个物质世界。完美的培养 Krishna 知觉所能得到的结果是，生物在离弃了物质躯体之后，立刻以其原本的灵性之躯体进入灵性世界，与至尊人格守神在一起。有些奉献者去 Vaikuntha 星球，有些则去 Goloka Vrindavan 成为 Krishna 的同伴。 End of purport.
Thank you very much. Om Aganata Mirandasha Kunanjana Salakaya Chakshirun Militam Nina Tasmai Chi Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane.Nirvishesha-sunyavadi pascacadeshatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakabhattarubhyascha Kripasindubhevacha Patitanam Pavanidhyo Vaisnavidhyo Namo Namaha.May all living beings be happy. May all living beings be free of suffering. May all living beings be liberated and awaken their love for Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都快乐，愿所有的生物体都从苦难中解脱出来，愿所有的生物体都得以觉醒，能唤醒他们对 Krishna 的爱。
So we see from the story of Ajamil how he fell down.From his brahminical life.
因此我们从这个阿加米勒的故事当中就已看到他是怎样从他的婆罗门师的生活人生当中堕落了出来。
And he forgot any kind of spiritual life.
他甚至遗忘了任何的这样一种灵性生活。
And he just became mad for having sex with a prostitute.
就完全的是疯狂的去追求和一个妓女之间的性生活。
Without any thought of what he was going to do in his next life.
而根本没有去考虑他在来世会有怎样的人生。
Right, it's like we're in an apartment and we have a lease.
这就像是我们住在一间公寓里。而这个公寓被出租了出去。
And the lease is going to end at a particular date.
而我们租的这个公寓的话呢，会在未来的某一天就是到期。
But we just go living on in our apartment without any preparation for what's going to happen when the lease ends.
而就像是都未来某一天这个房子会到期，合约会到期，但是我们根本就没有去关注或者是去计划这个要是房子到期了以后该怎么办，是该搬出去呢还是继续续约呢，这些根本就没有去考虑过。
So in this way, Ajahn Mio was living a simple life without any concern for what was the result going to be.
所以说就像这样的方式阿赞比勒他就度过着非常罪恶的生活然后完全没有去考虑过他的罪恶行径所带来的结果。
By good fortune, he was able to chant the holy name of the Lord, even though unconsciously, at the end of his life.
而完全就是由于好运他得以在人生的最后的那一刻念出了主的圣名而即便是这种下意识的根本就不是带有那个去念主的圣名的意图来念主的圣名。
And so his life was extended, he didn't die.
因此他的生命就得到了延长他当时就没有死去。
And he had the darshan of the Vishnu Duttas.
他见到了 Vishnu Dutta 们。
And he was purified by their association.
由于他们的联谊而获得了净化。
He realized his mistake and he repented his life of sin.
他意识到自己犯下的错误，为他在人生当中所有的罪恶行径进行忏悔。
And he also realized that he was saved by the name of the holy name of the Lord.
并且他也意识到，正是由于主的圣名才拯救了他的生命。
So he decided at that moment.To not spend any more time here in the material world and to go back home, back to Godhead.
因此他就决定在那一刻，他再也不想在物质世界停留片刻，而是想立刻就开始，运用自己的时间，好回归守神，回归家园。
But he wasn't qualified to go back to Godhead yet.
但是他还没有这个就是资格能够回归守神。
He had to purify himself.
必须首先要净化自己才行。
And really develop an affinity for God in His name.
真的是要发展出对于主和主的圣名的这样一种爱的心情。
So he moved to a holy place, Hardwar.
于是他就搬到了一个圣地叫哈尔德瓦尔的地方去生活。
And he lived in a Vishnu temple.
住在那里的 Vishnu 的神庙里。
And he strictly controlled his mind and senses.
非常严格的。控制他的感官和心意。
He made a choice to do that.
他做出了一个选择来做出这样的决定。
We also have to make that choice.
而我们也必须要做出这样的选择。
No one can choose for us.
没有任何一个人可以替我们做出这样的选择。
And then gradually he became purified.
渐渐的阿扎米勒就得到了净化。
He no longer identified with his material mind or body.
他不再去认同于他的心意和躯体了。
And he developed a longing to be with the Lord.
他就发展出了这样一种渴望，渴望和主在一起。
And then when he was ripe, when his devotional service was ripe,
而后当他的奉爱服务到达成熟阶段时，
The Vishnu Duttas came from Vaikuntha to bring him to Vaikuntha.
当他的奉爱服务成熟时 ，Vishnu Dutta 就出现了，把他带到了 Vaikuntha.
So that's today's verse describing that.
今天的这个师姐就是在描述这一点。
Yeah, the Vishnu Duttas came, and Ajahn Mio saw the Vishnu Duttas, and he immediately gave up his material body.
所以说当 Vishnu Dutta 出现在阿扎米勒的面前的时候他就立刻放弃了他的物质的躯体。
Yeah, there are other places in the Bhagavatam where it's documented how a devotee leaves his material body and regains his spiritual body.
在瓦坛的其他地方也记载了就是其他的一些奉献者放弃了他们的物质的躯体而获得了他们的灵性躯体。
And the change is immediate, like a flash of lightning.
而这个改变，这个躯体的改变，就像闪电一样，是瞬间发生的。
It's also described that even before a devotee gives up his material body, his spiritual body becomes manifest.
并且都已经描述到过，即使是在一位奉献者放弃他的物质躯体之前，他的灵性躯体就已展现出来了。
even though he still has a material mind and body, he's living in his spiritual body and living in the spiritual world, really.
所以说即使他还有这个物质的躯体和心意，但是实际上此时他已经就是知晓了，活在了自己的灵性躯体当中，活在了灵性的世界。
There are some accounts of Narottam Das Thakur and some of his associates. Sometimes they would go into a trance for days.
所以说也有记载，就是Narottam Das Thakur和他的一些同游，会甚至是在好几天的时间进入到这样一种神定的状态。
And their material bodies appear to be dead.
就看起来他们的物质躯体就已经是处于死亡状态了。But
actually they weren't dead, but they were just barely alive.
但实际上他们的躯体并没有死亡，只是刚刚好有那么一丁点儿，就是还活着的状态。And
of course they were in their spiritual bodies enjoying, their pastimes with Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world.
当然他们就活在自己的这个灵性躯体当中，与 Radha 和 Krishna 一起享受他们的灵性世界的逍遥时光。Same
used to happen to Lord Chaitanya. He would fall down unconscious, and he would be unconscious for days sometimes.
所以说同样的这种状态也发生在主Chaitanya的身上，他有时也会就是完全这种陷入到。 毫无知觉的状态，然后甚至是好几天都是没有知觉。
So it's interesting, it says in this verse that Ajamil, he regained his original spiritual body.
因此很有趣的是，在这个诗节当中就提到了阿加米勒重新获得了他的灵性躯体。
Yeah, so spirit doesn't have a beginning or an end.
灵性是没有开始，也没有结束的。Matter,
material forms have beginnings and ends.
而物质的形体，物质的东西是有开始，有结束的。Yeah,
so if something has a beginning, then it has an end. It can't be eternal.
所以说，任何一个有开始的事物，那就必然会到达终止。So
we can understand from this verse. That every spirit soul has an eternal spiritual form.
因此，通过这个世界，我们就能明白，任何一个灵性的灵魂都有一个灵性的形体。So
it's not like we're going to get a spiritual body.
所以说，这并不是说我们会在未来得到一具灵性躯体。We
already have a spiritual body.
我们本来已经拥有。 这样一个具灵性躯体了。But
we're dreaming, so we're unaware of it.
但是由于我们在做梦，所以说就完全没有觉知到自己竟然有这样一具灵性的躯体。Just
like when we fall asleep at night.
这就像是我们在夜里睡着了一样。We
forget, we become unaware of our material body.
当我们睡着的时候，是根本就没有觉知到自己这个物质的躯体的。
And we may be dreaming that we're in another body doing something else, like flying in the sky.
而我们很有可能是做梦，梦着自己有另外一具躯体，就比如说在天空中飞翔一样。And
then we wake up and we see our material body again.
然后等到我们醒过来以后，又看到了自己的物质的躯体。Yes,
so Lord Chaitanya, he says to Sanatana Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
因此在永恒的主柴坦尼亚经当中，主柴坦尼亚就对萨拉坦戈斯瓦米说了这样一段话：
Jiva Swarupaya Krishnara Nitya Das Krishnara Tatastha Shakti Veda Abheda Prakas. He says, the Jiva, the individual spiritual soul, Jiva Swarupaya Krishnara Nitya Das, is eternally a servant of Krishna.
所以说这段话的意思就是，Jiva这种个体的灵性的灵魂是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。We
have an eternal spiritual body and we have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
我们拥有永恒的灵性躯体， 并且我们与 Krishna 之间也有着永恒的关系。
Yeah, so according to our relationship with Krishna, what our eternal relationship is, we'll either go to Vaikuntha or we'll go to Goloka Vrindavan.
嗯，因此根据我们和 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系，那么我们要不然就会去到 Vaikuntha， 要不然就会去到 Goloka Vrindavan。
Now, we should also understand that just as the Lord is unlimited, the Lord can give unlimited abilities and powers to the spirit soul.
嗯，就是，并且我们应该理解，主是能够把无穷无尽的力量和能力赐给一个个体灵魂的。
So, in other words, the soul is also multi-dimensional.
那么换言之，就可以说 Jiva 个体灵魂也可以是多维度的。
Another significant point in this verse, Prabhupada quotes from the fourth chapter, verse 9 of Bhagavad Gita.
然后在这个诗节的要旨当中，帕帕还提到在那个薄伽梵歌的第四章的第九节其实当中又提到了很重要的一点。
Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatvataha chakva deha punar janma naiti mam naiti sorjuna. So punar janma naiti means does not come back.
这个诗节当中 Purna Janma Naiti 的意思就是说不再回来。
We find this Purna Janma Naiti in a few places in Bhagavad Gita, also in chapter 8.
我们在薄伽梵歌的好几个地方，就比如说第八章当中都看到过这个 Purna Janma Naiti 这个字眼。
So Krishna is saying that once one goes to the spiritual world, he doesn't come back to the material world.
所以说 Krishna 就在说，一旦一个人到达了灵性的世界，就再也不会回到这个物质世界了。
So these are Krishna's words, they're infallible.
而这些就是 Krishna 的话语，是毫无差错的。
We may argue these points endlessly, but these are Krishna's words.
我们可能就是会一直一直的去讨论 Krishna 的这些话语，但是这些就是 Krishna 曾经说过的话。
Yeah, so Krishna says, one who is aware of his transcendental appearance and activities does not, when he leaves his material body, he regains his spiritual body and enters the Lord's abode. Doesn't come back.
因此 Krishna 在这里就说到，任何一个能够理解他的显现和活动的超然本质的奉献者，就会在离开物质躯体之后到达 Krishna 永恒的住所，获得他的灵性，就重新获得他的灵性躯体，不再回到这个物质世界了。
Yeah, so these are important points to consider.
因此这些是我们必须要考虑到的非常重要的点。
There are some teachings, deviated teachings, that have deviated from Lord Chaitanya's teachings that are prevalent in India.
You were saying that
there are some
deviated.
There are teachings of Lord Chaitanya that became corrupted. There are some lines.
Still now prevalent in India.
Yes.
所以说就有这样一些走了偏差的这些教导，就是与主柴坦尼亚的教导是相当于就是往里面兑了水，然后走岔道的这些教导的话呢，在现在的印度还依然是非常广为流传的。
And they say that you have to find a self-realized guru.
他们就说到，你首先要找到一个已经自我觉悟了的咕噜。
The guru will tell you what your relationship with Krishna is.
而这位咕噜会告诉你，你和 Krishna 之间的关系是什么。
And if you don't practice that relationship while you're here in the material world, if you don't do that kind of spiritual practice.
而如果你没有在这个物质世界，就在现在的你的这具物质躯体当中去修习你跟克里希那之间的永恒的关系，你没有做到这个相应的灵性活动的话，
Like if you don't pretend to be a cowherd boy, or if you don't pretend to be a gopi.
这就像是如果你没有假装成你是一个牧牛童或者你是一个 gopi 姑娘的话，
Then you won't go to Goloka.
那么你就没有办法到达古洛卡。
But this is an invention.
但是这是被后人创造出来的。
Actually, our spiritual forms are already there.
实际上我们灵性的形体已经存在了。
So we don't have to be worried about artificially practicing a particular relationship with Krishna.
因此我们不需要去在意就是专门的这种很刻意很做作的去修习和 Krishna 之间一种很特别的关系。
As we become purified,
随着我们变得净化，
our spiritual body begins to manifest.
我们的灵性的躯体就会向我们展示开来。
And from that, our original particular affection that we have for Krishna begins to manifest.
那么基于这样一个灵性躯体，我们对于 Krishna 的这样一种特殊的情感也就会展现出来。
And then Krishna's form begins to manifest.
而后 Krishna 的形体也就会开始展现出来。
And his qualities.
并且他的品质也会展现出来。
And his pastimes.
还有他的逍遥时光。
And based on our original affection for Krishna, we become attracted to hearing about those particular pastimes.
而基于我们对于 Krishna 的原初的情感是怎样的一种，那么我们就会被这种跟这个情感相关的 Krishna 的逍遥时光所吸引。
It's not by our endeavor, it's by the mercy of Krishna that he reveals to us who he is and what our relationship is with him.
因此这绝对不是根据我们所付出的努力，而是根据 Krishna 的仁慈，是经由他的仁慈向我们揭示出来我们是谁，以及我们和他的具体的关系是什么。
Now,Gaurakishore Das Babaji and also Bhaktisiddhanta, they have described how this progressive realization of Krishna occurs.
Gaurakishore Babaji 以及 Bhaktisiddhanta 他们都曾描述过这样的一个就是前进性的过程，前进性的觉悟是怎样发生的。
Actually, Prabhupada was askedin a letter once, should we meditate on the Lord's form and pastimes as we're chanting?
所以说曾经就有人写信问过帕帕一个问题，在我们念诵的时候，我们是不是应该去冥想 Krishna 的形体和 Krishna 的逍遥时光呢？
In other words, should we use our imagination?
换言之就是说，我们是不是应该运用我们的想象？
Should we use mental effort?
在我们的心意当中下功夫。
Prabhupada said no.
而帕帕说不。
If as you're chanting, you begin to remember Krishna naturally in a particular way, that's fine, but you shouldn't artificially try and focus, you know, your attention on the Lord's form and pastimes.
所以如果在你念诵的时候，你对 Krishna 的这样一种特殊的感情或者特殊的这种关系，那么自然而然的你回忆起来了，那么这是很好的，但是不需要你专门刻意的做作的去把你的注意力放在 Krishna 的形体上和逍遥时光上。
And this is what Gaurakishore Das Babaji told his disciple Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
而这个就是 Gaurakishore Das Babaji 对他的门徒 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 所说的话。
And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also taught this to his disciples, like Srila Prabhupada.
而并且 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 也把这一点教导给了他的学生, 也就是帕帕。
And so then he described how the Lord is revealed to us when we become purified by chanting the holy name.
然后他就向我们描述到 在我们通过念诵圣名而获得净化之后 主就会怎样向我们揭示他自己。
He says, as you're chanting, as you develop, as you overcome the ten offenses and you begin to chant purely, your heart or the mind becomes cleansed of all dirty things.
所以他就说到，在你慢慢克服了十项冒犯。 能够到达纯粹的念诵之后, 那么你的心灵或者说你的心意就会得到净化, 所有肮脏的事物就会被擦干净。
So, our desires to enjoy the material world, wanting this, not wanting that, that's like dust on the mirror of the mind.
因此我们想要去享受这个物质世界的欲望, 想要得到这个而不想要得到那个, 实际上就像是镜子上的灰尘一样。
Right, and we identify with the mind and the body.
我们认同了物质的躯体和心意。
So, from chanting, first that dust is removed.
因此通过念诵的话, 首先这样的灰尘就被擦掉了。
Then the Lord's form and qualities and pastimes are revealed in that order, as we chant the name.
而在我们继续念诵的过程中, 随后主的形体、品质和逍遥时光就会向我们逍遥, 就会向我们展示出来, 就以这样的一个, 一个顺序。
So Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta have taught us that there's no point in making a separate effort to artificially remember the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes.
因此帕塔和巴克提斯丹塔都教导过我们, 就是不需要去做出额外的努力或者不需要去做出单独的努力, 来刻意的、人为的去记忆起主的形体、品质和逍遥时光。
After all, the Lord and His name are one and the same.
因为毕竟主和他的圣名是同样的。
Nam namakati bahudani jasarvatak nijasarva shaktish. Lord Chaitanya said that the holy, he said, O Lord, you have hundreds and millions of names.
主Chaitanya就说过这样的话, 哦主啊,你有成百万上千万的圣名。
And he said, you're fully present with all your power personally in those names.
而你个人是带着你所有的力量, 全然的临在于你的这些圣名之中。
Yeah, so as long as our mind is covered with this dust, we can't appreciate that the Lord's already there in His name.
而只要我们的心意还被这些灰尘给覆盖着, 那么我们就无法去欣赏和感恩在圣名当中的主的力量。
When we start chanting without offenses,
但是当我们能够开始不带冒犯的去念诵时,
then personally we realize that all perfection comes just by chanting, just comes from chanting the name without offenses, purely.
那么我们自己就会能够觉悟到人生的完美就是通过纯粹的不带冒犯的念诵从而来获得的。
Yeah, so pure chanting means I'm just chanting to please Krishna, and I'm present when I'm chanting.
而纯粹的念诵就意味着我在念诵时和Krishna一起临在的,我没有任何其他的目的,就只是想要去取悦主。
So the first thing that happens when we chant like that is that we no longer identify with the mind and the body. Our consciousness becomes purified.
而 当我们能够以这样的方式来念诵时，那么首先发生的第一件事情就是我们不再认同于心意和躯体了，我们的知觉就得到了进化。
Then we begin to experience our spiritual form.
而后我们就会开始体验到自己的灵性的躯体。
So once we discover our spiritual form, then the particular affection we have for Krishna begins to awaken.
而一旦当我们发现了自己灵性的躯体，我们对于 Krishna 的一种特别的方式的感情就会开始被唤醒了。
Then as we continue to chant the holy name, and hear the pastimes of Krishna, from our spiritual form, then we begin to see the Lord, then his form becomes manifest.
而随着我们继续念诵圣名，随着我们继续聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光，那么我们从基于我们的灵性的躯体就会开始看到主，就会主的灵性的躯体就会向我们展示出来。
And then we want to go be with the Lord, in that particular relationship, which may be in Vaikuntha or it may be in Goloka.
而后我们就想要和主在一起，想要和主以这样的一种特别的关系，或者我们这种特别的形体在一起。那么此时我们就可能会去到 Vaikuntha 或者去到 Goloka Vrindavan。
Now, the spirit soul can be in many places at one time.
而灵性的灵魂是可以同一时间生出很多不同的地方的。
So we should understand that there's no limit to how we can love the Lord and serve the Lord.
因此我们应该理解的是不存在任何限制，可以说是有无穷无尽的可能，就是我们去爱主和服务主的方式是存在有无穷无尽的，没有任何的限制的。
Yeah, but it's significant that in this verse that Ajamil, he gave up his material body, he assumed his spiritual form, and then he went to Vaikuntha.
而这个世界当中非常重要的一点就是阿迦米勒放弃了他的物质的躯体，重获他的灵性的躯体，而回到了Sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last one? Go back to
Then he went to Vaikuntha.
Oh, 然后他就去到了 Vaikuntha.
And so there are many devotees also that assume their spiritual form even while they're in the material world, but they directly experience Goloka Vrindavan even while they still have a material mind and body.
而确实也有许多的奉献者，就是他们依然还在这个物质世界当中，然后依然有着物质的心意和躯体，但是他们已经就直接在物质的躯体和心意当中直接就体验到了 Goloka Vrindavan 了。
Yes, because they have the vision to see.
因为他们有这样一种灵性的视域能够看到。
Yeah, so, the Vrindavan, the Goloka that has come to the material world,That is in Vrindavan, that's called Gokula.
Gokula. 因此到达这个物质世界的 Vrindavan 就被称为叫做 Gokula.
Yeah, so when devotees go to Vrindavan,
因此当奉献者到达 Vrindavan,
and they actually have the spiritual eyes to see Vrindavan,
而如果他们真的是有这个灵性的视域能够看到 Vrindavan 的话，
They see that Goloka is actually there.
那么他们就能够看到 Goloka 确实就在那。
So that's called Gokula.
那么这那个时候那个地方的 Vrindavan 就被称为 Gokula.
Yeah, so they see Radha and Krishna, you know, having pastimes on Govardhan.
他们就能看到 Radha 和 Krishna 在 Govardhan 山上进行的逍遥时光。
Right, they see, they're associating and bathing in Radha Kund in the morning.
他们就能看到，就能听到他们在 Radha Kund 的早上的时候在那儿沐浴，在那儿嬉戏。
And then, in the afternoon, they're at Gupta Kund near, near where Tulsi has her place. What's it called? Vrindakund. Right next to Vrindakund.
Mm, right next to Vrindakund. Mm, okay.
So, you know, Vrindakund is, it's right between Nandagram and Varshana.
而在下午的时候就提到了 Vrindakund, 而 Vrindakund 就在Vaishala between
Varshana.
Varshana,
That's where Radharani lives.
而 Varshana 就是 Radharani 居住的地方。
And Nandagram, where Krishna lives.
以及 Nandagram, 而 Nandagram 是 Krishna 住的地方。
Yeah, so they meet, you know, exactly, you know, halfway between their two houses.
因此他们就会在下午的时候在这个他们住的地方的中间的一个地方然后去相见。
And then at night, they sneak out from their houses.
然后到了晚上的时候他们就偷偷摸摸地跑出房子。
And they meet at Sevakunj.
然后就到 Sevakunj 那地方去相见。
And then they bathe nearby where the Radha Govinda temple is.
然后他们就会在Radha Govinda 庙的那旁边的附近然后去沐浴。
So the devotees whose spiritual forms have manifest that are there in Vrindavan, they can see these pastimes.
因此对于那些灵性的躯体已经被揭示的奉献者而言，当他们到达文达文的时候，就能看到那个地方的文达文。
But others cannot.
而他们眼中的文达文是别人眼中是别人看不到的。
But if we follow the acharyas,
但是如果我们追随 acharya 们
，and we live in Vrindavan,
我们住在文达文
，and we hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna,
聆听 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光
，then we can have what's called the Shravanam Darshan.
那么我们就可以得到这个被称为叫做 Shravana, Shravana
Darshan.
Darshan, 我们就可以得到这个 Shravana Darshan.
Yeah, so we know the history, we know what has occurred there, so by hearing, we can also appreciate what's going on, even though we can't see.
所以说我们聆听到这个地方的历史，聆听到在这儿曾经发生过的故事，而即便我们并没有这个灵性的视域能够去看到，但是的话，我们通过聆听都能够去欣赏和感恩在这个地方发生在发生着的这些美妙的故事。
So just to summarize,
所以说来总结一下。
So, Ajamil, he gave up his material body.
阿扎米勒放弃了他的物质的躯体。
As soon as he saw the Vishnu Dutas had come for him, he gave up his material body.
一旦他看到了 Vishnu Dutta 来到他的面前，他就放弃了他的物质的躯体。
Yeah, just like a skin, just like a snake sheds its skin.
就像一条蛇蜕皮一样。
Yeah, just his spiritual body was left. The material body disappeared.
那么他褪去了这个物质的躯体，灵性的躯体就展现出来了。
And so we all have an eternal spiritual body.
我们都拥有一具永恒的灵性的躯体。
We're not going to become a gopi or going to become a cowherd boy or going to become, you know, a Vishnu Duta.
我们是不会在未来去成为一个牧牛童，我们不会在未来成为一个 gopi 姑娘，也或者叫做我们不会在未来去成为一位 Vishnu Duta.
We already either have a four-hand form or a two-hand form.
我们是要不然就已经有这样一个四臂形象的躯体，要不然就已经有一个双臂形象的躯体了。
And when our consciousness becomes purified by chanting, we'll realize what that form is.
而当我们的知觉通过念诵而得到净化之后，我们就会明白这个躯体是什么样子的。
And then we'll become very attracted to hearing about Krishna's pastimes that relate to the type of form we have.
然后我们就会特别的就是被这个 Krishna 与我们的这个独特的与我们的这个灵性躯体相关的这些逍遥时光的故事，我完全被这些故事所吸引。
And then, you know, at the end of this life, we'll go either go to Vaikuntha or go Loka.
而到了人生的最后阶段，我们就会要不然去到 Vaikuntha， 要不然去到 Goloka Vrindavan 了。
If our bhakti is ripe.
如果我们的奉爱已经成熟了的话。
And we can patiently wait until that happens.
而我们可以耐心的等待，直到那一刻的发生。
So nothing to worry about.
因此完全不需要去担忧什么。
Yeah, we don't have to artificially worry, or practice, you know, to be a gopi or to be a cowherd boy.
我们不需要刻意的、做作的去担忧，然后自己的这个灵性修行到底是会让我们成为一个牧牛童呢，还是成为一个牧牛姑娘呢？
We are already what we already are.
我们已经是原本的我们的样子了。
And for each devotee, that's the most happy and satisfying condition.
而对于每个奉献者来说，这都是最快乐、最满足的一种状态。
And that's the most pleasing to Krishna as well.
而这对于 Krishna 来说也是最能够去取悦他的。
Yeah, every spirit soul is equally important and equally plays an important part in Krishna's pastimes to make him happy.
每一个灵性的灵魂都是同等的重要，每一个灵性的灵魂在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中都扮演着同等重要的角色。
So we don't have to artificially try and meditate on Krishna or manufacture some other process.
因此我们不需要去刻意的就是在念诵的时候冥想 Krishna， 并且也不需要就是刻意的去制造出其他的这种休息方式。
Yeah, so we simply have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra without any personal motivation or without manufacturing any imagined, you know, speculation.
因此我们只需要专注于自己的曼陀罗的念诵，然后而不带有任何个人的意图、个人的动机，并且的话呢，也不是这种去制造出这种想象出来的，对，想象出来的这种心意推测。
All that we have to do is follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis.
而我们要做的一切就只是去追随主 Chaitanya 和六位 Goswami 的脚步而已。
And then our pure bhakti will develop and awaken very quickly.
而后我们纯粹的 bhakti 就会很快的得到发展，很快的被唤醒了。
Okay, so I only have an hour today. Did some questions come in?
Yeah.Yes. There are two questions from Sumukhi Mataji today and one question from last week.
Oh, one question from last week. Okay, so is it okay if we answer questions the next week from China?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you mean three of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then we'll read our next verse, whatever that's going to be.
OK, 因为 Guru 今天是时间不够了，所以说上个星期有一位秀秀心灵瑜伽的 Mataji 所问的问题，还有今天 Sumukhi Mataji 问的问题的话， Guru 就说那就留到下周上课的时候再回答了，实在不好意思啊。
Yeah, so anyone who hears this broadcast later on, they can also send in questions, and then we can answer them for the next class, and then we'll read verse 44.
所以说任何一个聆听今天讲课的奉献者，就是在星期六聆听讲课的奉献者，欢迎你们如果有问题的话呢，都可以把问题发上来，然后一并在下个星期一起，然后跟着师姐第44师姐然后一起来回答。
So I offer my most humble obeisances to everyone who hears this lecture.
我把我最虔诚的顶拜献给今天聆听讲课的奉献者。
And I encourage you to send in your comments and questions.
我非常鼓励大家能够把你们的评论和你们的问题发上来。
In this way, we expand the nectar of Krishna Katha.
这样的方式，我们就能够去扩展 Krishna Katha 的这样甘露了。
And thank you, Narayani Devi Dasi, for your translation, and Sumukhi Radha for facilitating this class.
感谢 Sumukhi Radha 这个帮助这次课程。Okay, thank you, Guru Raj.
Thank you. Agosi Prabhupada, Agosi Srimad Bhagavatam. See you soon.
See you soon. 所有的荣耀都归于圣帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典波迦瓦坛。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna. 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。